What's up, guys? Welcome to another exciting episode of the NYB Live Album Review Podcast. So on this podcast, I review all the dope trending projects coming out of this motherland, Africa. Yes, and last week I did Faith, yeah, and this week I'm still in Nigeria. I ain't moving a step. I'm still in Nigeria, and I'm here to do Adekunle Gold, one of my favorite artists. In fact, because of Adekunle, I've been to two shows in Ghana. The first one was the GT Cool. I went because of Adekunle. And Wilderland. Yes, Wilderland. Man, AG is my baby too. Yes, he's not only your baby. He's also my baby too. Because, like, I love his music. I love his transformation. In fact, I love the way he has reinvented himself from when he began to the AG he is now, and it's impressive. And he's out with a new album, Catch Me If You Can, and he says this is his dopest or his best album ever. Well, I've listened to the album. I've listened to it. And I'm here to check or prove whether he gave us one of the best albums so far. So first of all, the album Catch Me If You Can has 14 songs, and the runtime is, I think, close to 15 minutes. Yep. It's not like those short albums, but when you're listening, it feels like the album is short. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it feels like the album is short. Like, the minutes just comes. You are enjoying next track, then like, is that all? Wow. I think that's a mark of a good album. In fact, a great album. Because albums that usually tend to make you feel like they are dragging, it means you are bored with them. But albums that you're listening to and you feel the songs were not enough, that's a mark of a great album. In fact, I don't think I expected anything less from AG, to be honest. I didn't expect anything less from him, and if I had gotten anything less, I would have been really disappointed. Last year was like a great year for him. He had banging hit singles, and this year is going to be the same, because this project is mad, I ain't gonna lie. And so, feature on the album, I didn't even say feature on the album, we have Fatoumata Diawara, we have TY Dolla $ign over there from America, we have Lucky Day, we have Steph London, Friala London, we have Davido, and then we have Fushi. Have I got the name right? Fushi, who is featured on Dior. So first of all, the album opens up with Born Again. Such a masterpiece, and yeah, worthy of being the first track. And I got to say, amazing records. If I'm to take all the records one after the other, you're going to get exactly the same kind of repetitions, because I don't think there's any bad song on this. Like, there's no bad song on this album, to be honest with you. There's no bad song. And another thing I love about it is my 2021 song of the year is featured on the album. Yes, Hi, featuring Davido. One of the singles that touch my soul, even though I don't get high because I don't smoke. But yeah, spiritually with the music, you can get high. You can lose yourself in the sound. That's the beauty of our music. You just lose yourself. You lose yourself in the music, and that is music. Music is food for the soul. That's why they call it like food for the soul. Oh, and Adekunle did it for me. I never thought I'd give an album 10 out of 10, but this album is definitely a 10 out of 10 album. You need to go listen to it. You need to go stream it for you to understand the way I'm feeling right now. We have amazing songs like Win, we have Masemi, One Woman featuring TY. Yes, another amazing song. Yes, we have Mercy, which was a pre-release single. We have More Than Enough. We have Sinner featuring Lucky Daye. We have, I'm gonna say Fire. Or Faye, FYE. I'm not Nigerian, so pronunciation is not there. But yeah, this one features Teflon, Don. We have Sleep, we have Hi, I just want to get high. Get high. Please, don't mind the voice. I'm not, that's why I'm not a singer. Then we have Dior, Dior, Dior. Then we have It Is What It Is. We have Cellar. And then the album title track, Catch Me If You Can, which also beautifully closes the album. 10 over 10 album. Round of applause for AG Baby. Yes. Round of applause for AG Baby. This is an amazing project, I gotta say. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Guys, that's it for me for today. But don't forget to also listen to the previous episodes we've done. Yes, I say we because I'm doing it with you. You guys are my co-hosts, definitely. So we have done Koffi Mole, we've done Fave, we've done Fioki, and we've also done Brian Demensah. So we have amazing, amazing reviews out there. Go listen to it. Let me know whether I am dashing your ratings, but I'm actually making sense when I'm rating this album. It helps me to understand the music culture because you all have different ears. So your reviews or your comments are going to motivate me. Also going to learn one or two. You get it? You get it? So yes. By the way, the name is NYB. You can follow me on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. It's at NYB_LIVE. On Facebook, it's Yabudo Abwafu. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at NYB Live. You get it? NYB space LIVE. And go stream this new one from Adekunle Gold. Catch Me If You Can. Stream it, run it up. Charlie, amazing project from the from the African continent, and I love it. Stay blessed, my guys.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We ain't feeling it's your boy Brad Kevin Beats and myself. I'm tuned into NYB. Yo, I know he's your favorite as well. Stay